New Jersey is considering legislation that would ban the sale of weight loss and muscle-building supplements to people under the age of 18. New York was the first state in the country to pass such a bill. Health researchers are supporting New York's bill, which passed the state General Assembly in October, but there is pushback. WHYY's Alan Yu has more.
Public health researcher Bryn Austin has been worried about the effect of diet and weight loss pills on children for a long time. She's at the School of Public Health at Harvard University. In 2019, she published a study that looked at years of federal data to show that diet pills compared to vitamins are almost three times more risky for children, sending them to the hospital and, in some cases, leading to disabilities.
And we can put an end to that, just like we've done with other harmful products like tobacco, alcohol, pseudoephedrine. We don't sell these products to children, so why sell them diet pills?
Her research led her to advocate for legislation in New York State and New Jersey to ban the sale of weight loss and muscle building supplements to people under 18. That is a misguided move, says Stephen Mister, CEO of the Council for Responsible Nutrition, the trade association for supplement manufacturers. He argues that like every industry, there are some bad companies selling products that are already illegal under existing law. He says in general, supplements are safe and a lot of people use and like them.
We are taking a product that is safe, is beneficial to consumers, that consumers want to be able to use, and we're restricting access to it for something that doesn't exist.
The trade association has gone to court to try to block New York from enforcing their law. Austin and proponents of a New Jersey law are working to get this to the state Senate in January. Alan Yu, WHYY News.